an opportunity for people not only...
More than 1,000 native plants are among the additions, with a cattail marsh and meadow now thriving along the shoreline of Hyde Park Lake. Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper and the City of Niagara Falls have spent the past 2 years working to prevent erosion and improve the quality of the water in the lake. It's known as the Hyde Park Lake Living Shoreline Project. Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister recalled the problems with storm overflow in the Niagara River this summer. Runoff, he says, has also been a problem with the city's smaller tributaries.
A related set of issues has to do with what our tributaries are bringing into the river during those high rainfall events, because a lot of the same pollutants that find their way into the river when the capacity of our wastewater treatment plants are exceeded by stormwater flows also find their way in, you know, from the tributaries to the Niagara River.
But the mayor says this effort in the center of Hyde Park shows one can have ecology and economy coexisting. Jill Jedlicka, executive director of Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper, agrees.
We are enhancing the adjacent paths and the views of the water and recreational opportunities, because it's one thing to restore habitat and ecosystems, but we also want to restore these for the human enjoyment and the public that utilize these resources.
Future plans call for restoration of Gill Creek, a water system in the city, of which Hyde Park Lake is just one component. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.